I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, welcome to Bridge the Atlantic. We're your host, musician-filmmaker Marcy Novelli.
And music web designer Ross Barber.
Today on the show, we're joined by singer-songwriter Janet Devlin. Since coming to the UK public's attention in Series 8 of The X Factor in 2011, Janet has built a loyal fan base online known as the Devlinators, and has released her debut album Running With Scissors and EP Duvet Days independently. With her album now out in the US, we wanted to chat with Janet to ask her some of your questions and to find out more about her influences and plans for the future.
So, hey, Janet, how's it going?
Hello, it's going good, thanks. Everything's great. How are you guys?
I'm well.
We're good. Congratulations, first of all, on your album coming out in the US.
Yes.
I'm sure that's exciting for you.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of had this morning off, so I'm kind of in bed while Twitter was going like, yay! I was trying to get psyched, but I was just so tired because I hadn't had like a lie-in in so long. But very good.
But we have tons of questions for you from Twitter. But before that, we start all our interviews off by asking you to tell us three things about yourself that everyone should know. So they can be absolutely anything. So try and make them things that people don't know so we can learn something new about you. The dark, deep secrets.
So just three random facts about myself.
Anything about yourself that you think people should know.
I'm an insomniac, so I never sleep, which is good. That's why I'm so excited about going to America, because I seem to be on like their time zone more than UK time zone, because I'm getting to sleep at about like five in the morning, which would make sense over there, but not over here. Also on that idea, I am kind of addicted to energy drinks, which is
what does kind of addicted mean? Just are you addicted? Yeah.
Totally.
Are you trying
not
to get a sponsorship?
Sponsorship.
Which one's your favorite?
Can we get 50% of that?
A friend of mine actually is endorsed by Monster. So he gave me like loads of crates of like the sugar free Monster. So I'm sorted. I don't know, another fact, that I am an ultimate fangirl for like so many things.
name some.
Oh my god, I don't know, like especially musicians, like I'm a massive John Mayer fangirl, John Frusciante fangirl.
Dallas Green, right?
Dallas Green fangirl.
I know that.
Like meeting him was like one of those moments where you go, like, is this real life? What is this?
It's so weird because he's just from like right around where I'm from. So he's just the dude that makes great music. You know what I mean? But
he's so good. And like they always say, like, never meet your heroes and all that kind of stuff. But meeting him, he was just so nice. And he like talked to me for like half an hour and gave me like proper nice advice. And
oh, that's awesome.
And I was like, yeah, that saying's a lie. You should pick better heroes, friend. He was great. It was awesome.
Okay, so going back to the beginning a little bit, you started out on X Factor, and that's what most people know you for. What was that experience like, and would you do it again?
I don't think I could physically ever do that again. But my experience was good. I mean, it was such a short period of time, because it was only really like 3 months of my life. And, a writer and a songwriter and everything for way longer than 3 months. So it's a bit weird to be known for one thing that I've ever done, but it was good. It was a lot of hard work in quite a short space of time. I mean, I know a lot of people say like it's the easy way into the industry and the backdoor kind of way into the industry, but it's so not. Even just for those 3 months, like if you were never to do music again, like you would never want to, because it was so hard. So it took a lot out of me, to be honest, but I'm definitely glad I did it. I got so many good, dedicated, loyal people that follow me now since, and and genuinely want to hear music, which is great. from being someone that's actually creative, if they didn't like my songs, it would be kind of awkward.
Are you still in touch with anyone that was on your series? I can't actually remember who else was on the series with you. But are you in contact with any of them?
Yeah, I mean, I've got a couple of them on Facebook and things like that. You know, not really in real life, because I don't really go out to the internet that often.
The internet.
So I never really meet up, and I'm not the type of person to go, hey, would you like to get a coffee? Because
you're already jacked up on energy drinks, so yeah, you don't need coffee.
Until they create like an energy drink shop, then I'm all good.
Most people we've had on the show that have been on X Factor or Idol or any of those kind of shows, most of them say the number one thing it did for them was just help grow their fan base.
Yeah, I mean, if you're into, I don't know, a lot of it's like, I've seen people go on those shows for the wrong reasons.
Oh, of course.
And they just want to be famous and things, and you're like, you need to sit down. We need to have a talk. This is not a good way to get famous, friend. So I would advise it for, like, if you want to get your name out, to get your music out. And
yeah, exactly. That kind
of thing. If you know what you want out of it, then it's really good. If you're just going on there to go, I want to be a celebrity.
Exactly.
Well, then no, friend.
Ross only remembers you out of everyone, so.
Yeah, I hope that you're
that says something.
The only person I remember, so.
I mean, it's definitely a good thing. It's just the ginger thing. I mean, they're a rare breed.
So. I'm from Scotland, so we have our fair share of.
No, Russ, we were talking about this though, because we don't get the British or UK X Factor here. But Ross was you were telling me how you and your family were all rooting for Janet.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and you're the person I think that a lot of people remember. Like, if people talk
you
about
were angry
X Factor,
when she didn't win.
Right. Well, I mean, I can't remember what position you came. You came like fifth or sixth, maybe. Fifth.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
That's probably a good time
really
to come out.
Either. Yeah, no, if I got one more place in, I would have had to sign an automatic deal with Psycho. So.
No way.
Yeah, so like.
That's not good.
It was great. The position where I left was amazing because it meant that I saw like all my options open and things. So I was really lucky.
And don't worry, this whole interview is not going to be about X Factor. We just want to get that out of the way now.
It's all good.
So we can talk about what you're doing now, which is really the exciting part.
So Yum, as we said, is now out in the US.
We'll get it.
So are you heading over to the US to do some promo, play some gigs? What's going on over there?
I am flying over on Valentine's Day. In true Janet spirit, I have no date on Valentine's Day, so I'm not missing anything. So I'm going to be on a plane for 8 hours instead.
Awesome.
Yeah, no, I'm way excited. So I get to get a flight over and I've got 5 days there, and like the first day I get there it's -9.
Yeah, it's pretty cold around.
Yeah, it's cold.
You're going to New York, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not too far away from there in the Toronto area, Aaron. It's freezing, so.
Yeah, I didn't
some scarves and mitts and hats.
Yeah, I'm going shopping tomorrow to get like a massive coat, because this winter hasn't been so bad actually in the UK, so it's been kind of nice. But yeah, so I've got to go over there for promo and interviews and radio and stuff like that. But I get to do a gig, so this is like my first ever American gig, which is
that's awesome.
Yeah, and like I'm so excited. It's great because like it was supposed to be like a showcase, and normally showcases are closed and it's only like industry people. But because I want people to come in, and I know that a lot of people wanted to see the gig, I decided to just open the doors, make it a free non-ticketed event so that people could kind of just come in and so that's exciting.
Do that in Toronto.
Yeah. No, so it's good. I'm so excited, totally scared.
Oh, you'll be fine. You've performed in front of millions of people, so you're gonna be fine.
But they weren't in the room with
her. Oh no,
though.
I know. Like, that was always
it's almost
the thing.
Like it's like, you know, it's kind of the back of your mind, right?
Just kind of played to like whatever the studio audience was, like it was fine.
Yeah.
And that was fine because you couldn't really see them. It was all dark. Whereas now it's like real people that I've never met before. So
they'll love you. They'll love you.
You must be excited though.
I am, but I am really scared.
So on your record, you collaborated with Newton Faulkner, who's amazing, and Jack Savaretti, who's also quite amazing. Have you got any plans for more collaborations or co-writes in the future, perhaps with Marcio?
I mean, if I'm,
thanks for that, Ross.
No problem.
If I'm in your part of the world, why not? I mean, I loved doing all the co-writes. I love doing co-writes because I find, one, I have a really short attention span. So writing on my own, I do get the song done, but it takes me a lot longer than it should do because I'm just like squirrel and get really distracted.
Energy drink.
So, but I loved it. Like the co-writing with Newton especially was just one of those like super surreal moments because like I was a massive fan of him when I was growing up. And to actually meet him, one thing was just like,
He's almost like intimidatingly good. Like I was listening to a podcast interview he did the other day, and just his his voice is incredible and his guitar playing is incredible. And when you combine the two of them, it's just like, why are you so good? Stop it. Like it's honestly, I don't know if you've heard him, Marcio, but seriously.
No, I haven't. Oh, he's so good.
He's just unbelievable.
Is he from the UK?
Yeah, he's from London.
I'll have to look him up.
He's just like one of those people that like would be writing down little song melodies. It was like, oh, I got an idea for this. I got an idea for this. Yeah. Everything he did was great. And I felt so inadequate. Cause I was like, I've got this little idea, but your ideas are better than mine. But
who's your dream collaborator?
Oh my God. I don't know.
I know who it would be. It's gotta be Dallas Green.
I would so love to write with Dallas or Devendra Banhart.
I think you guys, would do something amazing together.
I would hope so. I would be really disappointed if we didn't.
Wouldn't that be the worst? You write with like one of your favorite writers and it just turns out shit.
Yeah, I'd be quite distraught. But like with people like that, again, it's like you would need more than one writing session. Cause like first day I always think like, I'm just kind of like, don't mess this up. And I've spent so long in my head saying, don't mess it up, that I forgot to be in the room. So
yeah, in the moment.
Yeah, so I need more than one day.
Well, we asked our Twitter followers for if they had any questions for you, and we got a lot of questions. Oh, no.
We had to be selective. So, we had to kind of narrow them down. So, Tomaso, you want to kick off with the first listener question?
Oh, sure. I thought you would, but I'll go for it. Okay, so Michelle Doherty, which is at Donegal Devlin, on Twitter wants to know, what three albums would you take for the ride on a road trip on Route 66?
I would take Paradise Valley, John Mayer, one. Chili Peppers, Stadium Arcadium, because that's kind of cheating because it's a double disc.
I like it.
Oh my God. Third, I don't know. So Route 66, sorry, I'm gonna cheat and I'm gonna go on my phone here.
Well, while you do that, I'll give a little anecdote here. I've visited the end of Route 66. It's on it's in Santa Monica, California. It's right on the Santa Monica Boulevard. Yeah. It ends right there. And I actually wasn't familiar with it. I'm like, there's like this huge sign, the end of Route 66. I'm like, I don't get it. I looked it up. I'm like, okay, yeah, it's long. Like, what is it? Like the longest highway in America, and it transverses like the entire
and you're just
country,
like, this is nothing special.
I'm just like, a road ends. I'm like, wait, it's just a road. It's only like the amount of value that's placed on it that makes it special,
yeah.
Right?
I want to say a third one, but I'm going to assume because I can't drive that the other person in the car might want to play something. So I would let them choose.
Oh, that's quite nice.
Oh,
that's very democratic of you.
Hey, well, I'd pick your latest album. There we go.
So I'm running with scissors, please.
So we have a question from Spirit Echo with an E on the end, and I'm particularly interested in this question. Do you watch Eurovision, and would you perform if asked?
I don't watch Eurovision. I don't really.
I just saw the exact moment that Ross's heart.
I'm a
very big Eurovision fan.
I never really watched television. Like I never really watched X Factor either. Funnily enough, I never. And I don't know. I'm too much of a floater to sit down for too long and watch TV. I just can't sit still for that long. But if I was asked,
are you a Netflix girl?
I am a Netflix
girl?
Person. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. It's like, I want to watch it when I want to watch it.
Don't you tell me. But I always get really insulted with Netflix. It's like, are you still watching? I'm like, of course I'm still watching. I don't have
don't
a
you
life.
Know me at all?
Don't have a life, Netflix, okay? Yes, I'm still watching Courage the Cowardly Dog. So, this is a story about that. But what was the second half to that question was...
So would you perform if...
Would you ever perform on...
it'd be really hard because some people would want you to represent Ireland and some people would want you to represent Great Britain. Yeah. So I don't know. I really.
That'd be a tricky one.
But yeah, you're kind of torn in that one. So.
Kieran Hurst at Janet_Devlin fan on Twitter wants to know, will there be a tour this year or just a few gigs? I guess they didn't specify. Was that were they from the UK?
I think.
Remember? Okay.
I'm sorry if you're not.
Will there be a tour this year, Anne?
I want, I've been on the road every year since 2012. Like, I've done a tour every single year or been a part of a tour. So I would definitely love to because I have great fun doing them. Like, I get so excited just traveling around because I don't like being in the same place for too long. So it's always good fun. But I would definitely love to do one in America. Like, I'd like to, you know, maybe.
And
Canada, anywhere in the world that wants me, please, I will be there. So yeah, hopefully. So I'm just trying to get my American legs first. So see how that goes.
Cool. Well, Brick, who is at Planet Tilly, wants to know, if you won lots of money, what would be the first ridiculous thing you'd buy? I'm not sure if the emphasis should be on ridiculous, but I'm going to put the emphasis on ridiculous. So.
Ridiculous. I don't know. I know what the first thing I'd buy would be my mom a kitchen. She really wants a new kitchen. So that would be first thing. I don't care. It's not ridiculous, but that's the first thing. I don't know. I don't know if there's any. I don't like have any dreams of mad things that I'd want. But if I was going to go ridiculous, I would definitely go for an apartment in like New York or LA or something.
The last question is from Dracula, which is at Janet's Unicorn on Twitter. They want to know, if you had to live the rest of your life in a film, what would it be? That's a good one.
Well,
like
not that Harry
one.
Potter's calmed down and stopped destroying everything around him. I'd probably go jump on the Hogwarts train because it seems like a cool place to live.
I'm going to expand this question. Ask if you had to be a character, which character would you want to be?
Can I be Luna Lovegood? Because we always get compared. So I'll just be Luna Lovegood.
Sure.
Yeah,
we will allow it, right, Ross? We'll
accept it.
So, dating back to X Factor, right down to today, do you have any interesting or funny stories, either performing on that show, behind the scenes, or on tour? Maybe some interesting fan stories, some moments where your personal bubble maybe has been crossed.
There's
over
so many. I think. You know. The one that just came to mind straight away was the first night of the tour, the Mind Delirium tour. I was like, obviously so excited to be on the road and stuff. And someone gave me a gift. And I was like, oh, I'm going to go put this on the stage because the stage decoration is a bit whimsical anyway. So like, I ran onto the stage to put the thing on the stage and then fell off the stage. But like only one of my legs fell off and it was quite a high stage. And I just, I completely bruised my whole knee. So that was a good start to the tour, falling off. And then in Liverpool, I nearly fell on stage because there was like a step on your way onto the stage. And like, I was coming on stage. I was like, yeah, I'm so excited. Ooh, I'm all right. So.
That's definitely one way to make an entrance.
Yeah.
You strike me as someone like Jennifer Lawrence that would take that in grace, though, and just laugh at yourself about it because you don't seem like you
take
yourself
too seriously.
But that's
it would be nice not to fall over as much.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you there.
It's endearing,
I'm a bit clumsy.
Though.
Yeah, if I don't think about where I'm walking, I will fall over. Like,
do you drop things as well? Like maybe you're getting something out of the fridge, and then your mind will wander, and then instead of holding on to something, you actually just let go, and you drop it.
I'm really good at the minute. I've been focusing a lot more.
You're so lucky. I wish I could. I just keep like floating off, and then I'm like I drop this, or I put the kettle in the fridge. I'm just like, why did I do that? Like, that's not where it goes.
I did put boiling water in my cereal one time because I meant to go for milk, but I put the milk in the mug and then put the boiling water in the bowl.
You hadn't had your third energy drink of the day at that point.
No, I limit myself to two a day as well.
That's probably a safe limit, although maybe one is safer. But I mean, yeah.
Do you have any advice for aspiring musicians?
Perseverance is key. That's definitely mine. And also listen to people, like, if they're giving you criticism, they're not saying it to be mean. They're saying it to actually help you along as a human being. And you shouldn't take it offensively. They're just trying to help.
Okay. Are you ready for 20 questions?
I think so. As ready as I'll ever be. Yeah.
So, coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Meat or veggies?
Meat.
CD or vinyl?
Vinyl. Everything's bigger.
Summer or winter?
Summer.
X Factor or The Voice?
X Factor.
Twitter or Facebook?
Twitter.
Breaking Bad or Orange is the New Black?
Orange is the New Black.
Great show. Foo Fighters or Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Ow!
Does that one hurt?
Yeah. It's like asking me to pick between children. I'm gonna say Chili's, but that's not fair. Anyway.
Canada or Scotland?
No comment.
Ooh. Ooh. I don't know which of us should be offended by that.
I don't know.
I'm not picking because that's unfair, because that's not nice.
You're going to love like the rest of the questions then.
Celine Dion or Marilyn Manson?
Marilyn Manson.
Yeah.
iTunes or Spotify?
iTunes.
Regina Spektor or Tori Amos?
Regina Spektor.
Adventure Time or SpongeBob SquarePants?
I'm going to go with SpongeBob because I've seen like every episode ever.
Louis Walsh or Louis Tomlinson?
I'm going to go Louis Walsh.
Michael Jackson or Michael Bolton?
Michael Jackson.
Do you understand that?
Don't laugh, Michael it's Bolton. A legitimate question.
Michael Bolton, Ross was raised with Michael Bolton, and yeah. He also...
Oh, not raised, no, I should probably confirm. I wasn't raised
was
with
raised
Michael Bolton.
I was raised listening to Michael Bolton.
My mom is a big Michael Bolton fan, so I was raised listening to his music, so he has a special place in my heart.
And they've tweeted each other, so they're
we
like...
We tweet each other, we're like BFFs, you know?
Isn't he in that ad, though, recently, where they ask about how they make Starburst so juicy, and that's because Michael Bolton serenades the vet.
Yes, he was.
Of the power grab.
Oh yeah,
that's what it is. It's the power grab. Yeah, she's got it. You got it. Okay, Janet, twerk or work?
Work.
Ricky Gervais or Ricky Martin?
Gervais.
I knew it. Whale or kale?
In what context?
The look of confusion on her face is why we made that question.
We don't know.
That's what gets us off right there.
I like whales, so I'm going to go. I like whales.
There you go.
Bette Midler or the Riddler?
The Riddler.
Okay, and finally, the last question. Ross or Marcia?
I'm not answering that. That's just being mean.
You have to say something. You have to put some sort of...
No, I'm not. No, thank you, please.
She thought Marcia. So we're all good. Sorry, Roz. But sure. I saw the energy going in my direction. No?
So, moving on. We'll forget that question ever existed. Kate, what are you listening to right now? What would you be recommending to our listeners and viewers?
I've been listening... to God, everything really at the minute. I've had to listen to my own stuff again, obviously with the release of Run of a Scissors. I kind of forgot about it, so I've had to listen to my own stuff, which is a bit weird. But I've been listening to Rory Paines, which is Roopanes.
I thought she said Rita Payne.
I thought so too.
That's one of the guests we had on her show, and I was like, cool. Never mind.
Oh, sorry. Rory Paines, I have, because of my lack of an ability to move forward with music, I have been listening to a lot of John Mayer. But Keaton Henson as well. So that's Keaton, K-E-A-T-O-N, and then H-E-N-S-O-N. And his music is right in the feelings. Like... If you had
very
a heart,
sad.
You'll just He's feel dead. It being torn apart as he sings and plays. It hurts to listen to, but in a nice, beautiful way. Because he's made me think about lyric writing a lot differently. Because I look at the lyrics and he manages just every sentence kind of make you feel something in every single line. So no line feels like a filler line. Mm-hmm. So he's made me kind of reevaluate my own lyrics and things in a good way. So
cool.
Yeah, him.
Awesome.
Okay, so where can people find you online?
everywhere on the internet. I have Facebook, which is facebook.com/TheJanetDevlin. Twitter is at Janet Jealousy. My website, obviously, janetdevlin.com. Tumblr is Janerp, which is J-A-R-N-E-R-P.
And people can just go to janetdevlin.com and they'll find all your social media links on there.
Of course, yes.
Awesome.
Cool.
Very cool. This has been so wonderful. I should point out that we had some technical difficulties at the beginning of this, and Janet was a sweetheart and totally waited for like 15, 20 minutes while we got our shit together.
Yep.
Basically.
No, it's all good.
Best of luck in America. Congratulations again on your album being released in North America. And please come back again soon. We'd love to have you back. Maybe when your next album's in the works. And thank you so much.
That'd be cool. Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Awesome. No worries. Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Bridge the Atlantic. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and leave a rating and review on iTunes.
You can also find us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, so connect with us on there and let us know what you think of the show.
Thanks for being awesome, and we'll see you next week.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.